Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here and we have prizes. We got tickets to the Universal Circus at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens for either the 14th at 7 p.m. or the Wednesday 15th show at 7 p.m. So if you guys want to be in the building, tickets are on sale now, UniversalCircus.com. But we got you. If you guys want to play Laura Never Loses, we need a male and a female contestant. Hit us up right now, 800-223-9797.
57 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Look, they knowing now. They knowing, Shani.
What's that?
Yo, when we say this the bop, I don't care what video they done put out, y'all can keep running that Way Too Sexy trash if you wanna. It's cute, the video's funny, ha ha ha. Drake's wearing leotards or whatever's going on.
He wearing what?
You heard me.
Leotards?
Tom, he doing an aerobics class, walking on a beach with a fake stomach. It's all type of things.
Wow.
It's funny. It's meant to be funny.
Yeah, no, it's meant to be funny. It's humorous. You know, Drake's great. He's great with the funny.
Yeah.
He's great with the funny. But this right here, this is a bop.
Yeah, this is a vibe.
This is Drake, quintessential Drake.
This is like walking on the beach with the... Silk Road blowing.
This is drive. This is a long drive with your loved one right here.
That's a fact.
Woo. We're doing our annual, you know, when the Met Gala happens, we do our annual trashing of the Met Gala. But I want to say,
mad at you for saying gala.
Gala.
Okay, gala.
Yeah, regular people say gala.
Do they say regular people say gala?
I do. I see it and go, oh, the Met Gala. I wouldn't say gala.
Well, now here's my disclaimer before we just dig into it. It's supposedly for a good cause, right? It's a fundraiser.
Yes. So that is what it's doing. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, each ticket is like $30,000.
And it goes to a great cause, which we don't know what that is. Should we research that before we trash it?
It's a fundraiser for the museum's Costume Institute, which serves as the museum's fashion department. So it's the only department in the museum that funds itself. So it is for, you know what I mean?
And so this is for them to, like, put costumes of famous people on display? Is
that what I'm... It's a little more than that. Like, they, you know, it's like the fashion wing, like, is very important because it's free, you know, and it's like they're able to get these iconic pieces. Like, some pieces are, like, from, like, you know, the 1900s, and it's like nowhere else will you be able to see some pieces of these things.
And pieces was racist. I already know. Anytime you say 1900, somebody was racist.
Racist gown.
Yeah, the gown was worn
it's
by somebody.
It's different eras. Else. I mean, it all depends. Some of them are, you know, sometimes they host stuff that are modern. It just depends.
Okay, so we got that part out of the way. And, you know, listen, happy for anybody that's in fashion or we need to. Hopefully they give out, like, scholarships or something. They give out scholarships for young people who want to be in fashion or something. Do they see, do anything like that? They help anybody?
I'm sure other than is, just, yes.
But other than just helping people's eyeballs come see something? But that, you know what? Helping your eyeballs is inspiration. It may inspire the next generation of people who want to show up as blank man. Is that what Kim Kardashian showed up as yesterday?
Yeah, somebody said she came as a shadow.
Kim Kardashian showed up as a shadow.
It's Balenciaga, Ebro. Balenciaga.
And honestly, I think Kim Kardashian was on the better end of things that I saw.
Well, because I think our brains could understand what she was doing. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
ASAP Rocky straight up came as a Rice Krispie treat.
Wait, no, but I think he just had that jacket on or that blanket on or whatever, the quilt on, because it was raining. He took it off later and had just like a tuxedo situation. Wait,
that was his regular raincoat, you're saying?
No, it looked like somebody just threw a blanket over him.
He did do a reveal, Rosenberg, when he threw off the blanket. And it was like, ta-da, I have a tuxedo.
Yeah, it was like a tuxedo kind of thing, situation. It was regular. It wasn't OD for sure.
But Ebro, it doesn't matter. What you're saying is crazy. It was regular under. Okay, but what he showed up in was a huge Rice Krispie treat.
I kind of felt like it was Nana's blanket. And I felt like it was quilted, and it was patched together using the old, you know, African American quilt making, you know what I mean, technique, where you take fabrics from memorabilia around the house and stitch it together as a memory.
It did have that vibe also.
But you know what I mean? It did have that energy, but that's not what it was. Now let's back to Kim Kardashian. She showed up as a shadow, and the way she showed up, was that Kanye West with her also dressed as a shadow?
No.
Okay.
No, that was the he's the head designer for Balenciaga.
But didn't Kanye have the same type of mask on that at his Donda events?
Same designer.
So this was like Donda extended?
I mean, it's not Donda, it's Balenciaga.
Well, I'm saying the theme. Like this whole like mask theme.
Yes. Sure.
All right. We'll get back to more Met Gala trashing in a minute. In the meantime, it's time for the game that lives up to its name. Laura never loses. Who's on the line, Shawnee Culture?
We got Dina.
Dina. Hello? Dina, hi. How are you?
How are you?
We are blessed. This AM. Hey,
Dina.
Hi.
Who else we got, Shawnee Culture?
We got Ben.
Ben. What's up, Benjamin?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
What's popping, baby? We here, man. We chilling. Thanks for calling, broski. Laura, what are we giving the people?
We have tickets to Universal Circus, Roy Wilkins Park. Two shows. You can pick. We got one for the 14th at 7 p.m. or 15th at 7 p.m.
I love it. Shawnee's got the questions. Dina, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
I love you, Evo, but I'm going to go with Laura.
That's the right thing to do. 60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
It's the game that lives up to its name. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Right here we go. Okay. Who announces national vaccine?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Joe Biden.
That's right. Initiative last week. On Seinfeld, what is the name of Frank Costanza's...
Ebro. Frank Costanza's father's name was...
Two.
Damn it.
One.
Wait, what?
And...
No.
On to Laura. Okay. On Seinfeld, what is the name of Frank Costanza's alternative to Christmas?
Oh.
Oh.
Come on, Laura, you know this. I won't even give it to you and I help you. Dom's going to be disappointed. Festivus
is correct.
Festivus.
Which father-son combination did commentary for Holyfield?
Oh, gross.
Ebro.
The Trumps, Donald and Donald Jr.
That's right, Trump and Trump. Ebro's up to. Who did the U.S. fight in the war of 1812? Ebro.
Ooh, the War of 1812. Who did we fight in that war?
Three.
I always forget this one.
Two. Now he just doing victory laps because he know he already got it.
Was it France?
Nah.
Who was it?
Correct.
I think it was England?
England.
Yeah.
Laura gets one. But Ebro wins.
Oh, yo, man. This is for the audience. The audience always has my back when we play this game. Nobody else does. Have y'all ever heard like a score update while Laura's winning? When I'm losing, nobody gives me a score. I've never heard that, but Benjamin, have you?
It's like never.
Benjamin, have you ever heard that?
Extra sauce.
I've never heard that in my life.
Don't believe the hype.
I've never heard it the other way either, though. I've never heard him do it.
I've heard it multiple times.
I'll be like, it's a tie game.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Johnny, don't let him bait you.
I'm letting you know where
Ben,
we are.
Ben, we know, and sometimes we won, right? Ben, you taking the family to Universal.
So.
Yeah, you know I'm doing it, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Nah, man. Take the kids over there. Have a good time. Take the lady over there. Whatever. You know what I mean? Enjoy yourself, Ben. We love you. Dina, we love you, too. You guys be safe on these roads. Yo, that rain last night, that wasn't in the, was that in the forecast?
Nah.
I don't know. It was lightning last night crazy by you the or is just by me?
No,
no, I saw it. It was lightning up here. It was crazy.
Yo, it was so, I thought it was hitting our building.
Me too.
I was like, yo, that's right outside.
Nah, I saw it was bad. All right, coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll discuss
the fashion lights report.
It's the gala report.
We'll discuss the Met Gala coming up next.
What is there really to talk about?
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Oh, Laura.
Let's go.
Gala, dog. Gala.
Can we talk about the gala?
On flash lights, lights.
I'd love to talk about the gala.
We sure will talk about the Met Gala. So the theme for this year's Met Gala, he's a celebration of American fashion. Okay, so that's why you saw.
No wonder it was so loose.
Star spangled style throughout the evening.
No wonder it was loose and all over the place. Listen, like American culture.
Yes, American independence is listed as the official dress code.
Oh, so that's AKA do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Perfect. Freedom.
So some people came. Did you see some people had like Western style outfits and, you know, some people.
Yeah, didn't I see J-Lo wearing some sort of hat in leather or something?
Yeah, she had a hat situation. She looked amazing though.
Why was Lil Nas X dressed up as a Star Wars person?
Well, he had three looks. He had a giant cape, and then he took it off, and he had the gold robotic suit on. And then he took that off, and then he had like a sparkling bodysuit situation.
Really, fam? Three outfits?
Some people want to like unveil things on the carpet.
Everybody wants to disrobe on that carpet, they? There's always some sort of disrobing. Yo, and I want to interview the people who got to run down real quick and jump in and fix someone's, what is that thing called that drags
the
behind
train.
People?
The train.
Yo, them people had problems last night. I kept seeing them jump in and trying to fix people's little, man, it's a situation. You got to be quick for that job.
Big job.
It's a thing, though. It's a thing. ASAP Rocky's, his cloak really bothers me.
Well,
you know why?
It's a quilt. It's not even a cloak.
It's a quilt.
I don't like it.
It like triggers my trypophobia.
What? It is close to that.
It has like, I don't like the texture of it. You know, I don't have a thing with holes. I don't like holes. Yeah.
You don't like spores? Do you like spores?
It didn't do it. It didn't do that for me, but I understand why it would.
Because
but it's like big enough. They were like, the design wasn't quite there for me. It was on the
ladies and gentlemen, what these two nerds are talking about, how they have a phobia of little circles everywhere.
Yes,
or a little or multiple phobia.
I forgot what my phobia is called.
Laura, you got 9 phobias. You're like my girl. Y'all got a laundry list of phobias.
Wait a minute. This is a cloak? This looks like a blanket, yo.
That's what I said. It's a quilt, man.
Yeah, that's just, he just came out the crib like, I'm going to take the carpet with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, That's fashion?
Now,
I mean, I guess it's fashion.
It's fashion.
Now, here's what I'm stuck on. What is the Met Gala do again, Laura? One more
gala.
Time.
Gala. It's fashion.
Wait, oh my God, I just had it. So it's like the tickets are like, you know, for the average person, because people get invited. And then I believe when celebrities get invited, they make generous donations. But a ticket is about $35,000, so rich people can afford it. But it all goes to the Costume Institute. It's to preserve the Costume Institute's conservation team. So I guess they're the ones who are able to bring all these, like, costumes from different eras to be able to be on display for, you know, average people like us to be able to visit them and see them.
So they raise money to transport costumes from places that we could never go.
Pretty much.
To a place that we could see them.
Yes, pretty much.
And that's what this is all about.
But it's a big deal for fashion students to be able to see, you know, how pieces were put together in different
centuries. Students. Now you're talking my talk. Students. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Student talk.
Student or the average person who's just interested in fashion.
Regular people.
But yeah.
So we can't talk about Naomi Osaka's hair because she's going through something.
But no, Ebro, the problem with last night was I jumped on my Twitch. I wanted to sit there and make fun of the red carpet. I couldn't make fun of anything because every interview, the people made it sound like everything going on was for, like, the cause of social justice. So I had to just sit there and be like, damn it, can't say anything again. It was – everything was under the guise of it being about something else, not famous people just showing out and being looking crazy.
So now should we assume – now, because I saw this these rumblings – Rihanna showed up fashionably late. Very covered up. People are saying Prego.
I don't know. I know. I saw that rumor flying.
That's what people are saying. I seen it on the internet. It's not me, Riri. I don't want no smoke.
We're missing the biggest story. Congratulations to Frank Ocean on having a child.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say that.
I didn't even hear this. Where is that?
He's carrying like a little alien baby with him that moves. It was very creepy. Please Google it.
Yeah, Frank Ocean like brought a little alien child.
It's weird. Wow. At first I was like, the first thing I thought of was like, is this a baby? It's past its bedtime. And I was like, oh, it's not a real baby.
All right, Met Gala, tighten up these themes, B. Yo, Met Gala, tighten up these themes. This is all over the place, fam.
You're just tighten this up. Talk about it, but yeah, that's your Met Gala report.
Tighten this up, Met Gala.
Time is 7:04 today. Oh, alternate Lord. Side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, my man Corday was dressed like a detective. Alongside Naomi Osaka. Her hair was just a blowout. Her hair looked like an explosion.
I know.
Crazy.
Oh, Lord.
Congratulations, you played yourself on the way. Nicki Minaj.
Oh, God.
Start the engine.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yo, it's Ebro Law Rosenberg. Good morning, the program. Yo, today would have been my mom's birthday, man. Or
oh,
today
wow.
is my mom's birthday.
Word. Happy birthday, moms.
Is it bad? How old my mom would have been? Ooh. I think 75.
Wow.
You doing math on the spot?
Yep. I could be totally wrong, too. The fact that I don't know my mom's birthday age, hit me with the button. Yeah, please do.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
Hit me with another congratulations. I played myself because I don't have a shirt on right now. We're supposed to be on camera.
Oh, God.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Man, show us something. Pause.
Yo, you trying to see what the old man working with? See if my chest game is intact? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen. Now, listen, we're all working on this together, right? Today.
What are we working on?
Oh, he's serious. He's really going shirtless. There it is. Yeah, this is what the people wanted. Off,
oh, my God, Ebro. Put on his shirt. Turn his camera off, yo.
Nah, man. Show
him. Yo, Rosenberg, what's wrong with you? Why did you even make that request?
Listen, Ebro's old and works out hard. He should show the people what's going on.
He's not showing the people. He's showing us.
Oh, this is for
the
world.
We'll see
the
video after the fact. Yo, this video might get some views, too.
I'm going to tell you how you told CJ at Summer Jam, you were like, put on the shirt before you talk to me.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say it that way. I was like, yo, bro, can you put on a shirt before we start talking?
Now,
yo, why don't y'all run that Nicki Minaj story while I get a shirt?
Here we go. Laura, let's set this thing up real quick. You want to do it or you want me to do it?
Go ahead.
So last night, around, I don't know, 5 o'clock, Nicki Minaj, I guess, received the word that there was a vaccine requirement to go to the Met Gala. And upon finding out, she started posting that she is not attending the Met Gala and that she is not vaccinated.
Okay.
All right. And there's a lot of stuff in there. Some of it is actually totally, you know, reasonable. She said, you know, as the night went on at different points, she said different things. Like, she recommends it for, you know, some people who needed to keep their job. Well, hey, sounds like they should probably get it. And she even said that she plans on getting it at some point because she's going to want to go on tour. But in the meantime, with a new child, she was not comfortable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, because she talked about she shot a video and got COVID, and she doesn't have any nannies, so she said that it was horrible for her, and I feel her not even being able to hug your child when your baby's only used to you. So she had to be away from her child for a week. So
that
basically,
might have messed up that probably messed up the breastfeeding.
It's, yeah,
too,
it's
right?
A lot. Yeah, it's a lot. So she said it's just not worth it for her.
So there's a lot of stuff in there that was not, like, you know, insane or crazy. But then there was this tweet, which was probably the biggest jump off of the whole day. My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. My biggest congrats is if you have a strong stance against the vaccine and you think it's one you want to share, I may disagree with that, but speak your truth. Jumping up to talk to millions and millions of people with the old, my cousin's friend said, hit the button, guys. I'm enough. Sorry. That's not it.
My brother said,
congratulations. No. You played yourself.
No, but now, but see, here go to, when I saw it, I was like, yo, but what about the people that know your cousin and his friend and didn't know that information?
Didn't want to put that out? Oh.
The funniest thing for me is doctors that were like on Twitter being like, ma'am, that sounds like an STD.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people were coming for it and saying the swollen testicles not a thing, blah, blah, blah. All those things are what they are. All I'm saying is let's not spread the yo, my cousin's friend said. That to me is not useful.
Well,
now,
but also, but what about your cousin's friend that
no,
hadn't
I
told
hear you.
Everybody that he... What, impotent? Now he can't have children? Lost his
way,
wife and has swollen gonads?
Maybe he has public information on the island.
Yo, you put all his business around the world, fam. You're Nicki Minaj.
Yo, also imagine if you are the supposed cousin's friend and you got a bad reaction to something. You got impotent for a minute and your balls got swollen and your girl called off the wedding?
That's crazy.
Yo. That's terrible.
I will say, though, some of the headlines were so ridiculous. What about this one, The Daily Beast? Nicki Minaj won't get vaxxed. She says she's worried about swollen testicles. Like, what? I Yo, she didn't say that. She didn't say that.
The real double down of the night, though, was when she reposted Joy Reid. Joanne Reid was on her show, The Readout, and discussed the Nikki tweet and condemned it. She didn't say anything nasty, but she condemned the tweet and said she was disappointed. And then Nikki going down the road of calling Joanne Reid an Uncle Tom was probably not.
Wait, she did. She called Joanne Reid an Uncle Tom. Yo, an Nikki, Uncle you get Tamina. This button right here over that.
Because yes.
Congratulations,
felt
you played yourself.
That Joanne Reid and a lot of people chose to ignore the tweets where Nikki said a lot of countries won't let people work without the vaccine. I def recommend they get the vaccine. They have families to feed, because I'm sure I'll be vaccinated as well because I have to go on tour.
Well, and Uncle Tom's a little far over the vaccine.
Uncle Tom over the vaccine.
She called her Uncle Tamiana.
Uncle Tamiana. And she made it sound as if Joanne Reed's opinion came because, like, the white man forced her to have that opinion. I was like, well, it's her own show that she completely runs.
But she works for the white man, Rosenberg. And you know, when you work for the white man, you can't have your own opinion.
I mean, facts.
Shawnee,
what about your opinion? You work.
I mean,
for
you
white
can
man.
Have it. I mean, my opinion gets set down consistently.
Hit Shawnee with the button.
See, look, see, there go my opinion. I get the button over my opinion.
You still have it though, but you, I still have your job.
You have your opinion, you have your job,
and nobody's forced you to do anything. But you got on here and you said that the white man forced you. Oh, I was just asking.
But you know what she's talking about. It's a general statement, and it's easy to pick apart. That's all.
I was just asking. You still get the button. And if you won't hit it, I'll say it. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Shawnee's like, I won't.
Yo.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Yo. Tonight, Fat Joe Ja Rule versus...
Call me.
Shout out to our listeners that'll be in the building. Everybody that goes in got to be vaccinated tonight. You know, it's at the Garden again, right?
Yeah.
Yo, also, we managed to somehow get through yesterday's show and not mention that yesterday was the 25th anniversary of Pac's passing.
25. Yeah. I actually don't like talking about that.
What do you mean? You don't like? Oh yeah, you tell me. You always say you don't.
I'm not saying you have to make it a day.
I'm more of a birthday guy.
No, I'm not saying
Pac, we had. Pac's alive, man.
Well, then there's that part. That is the big.
He in Cuba, right?
He's everywhere.
That's what they say.
He's everywhere. The music's alive. You know what I mean? We could have interviewed Cluck Upac down in D.C.
You know. I mean, listen.
Pac lookalikes. There's a couple of Pac lookalikes running around New York.
No,
too.
Thank you.
Pac. I mean, Pac still lives on through his music and everything that he's done. But yeah, those days are always one of those. I don't know.
25 is just a crazy number. Just a crazy long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute. But tonight, Fat Joe Ja Rule. How does this play out? Ja Rule got them super smashes. Joe Queens. Got everything from Super Smashes to Club Bangers and Street Heat.
E Styles putting up the X sign.
I
Queens
like
versus
sign.
The Bronx tonight.
I like what Shawnee said earlier. I agree with Shawnee's sentiment, which is that Ja Rule definitely is going to feel like he has something to prove.
Right.
But Fat Joe has been analyzing these battles. I think he's going to come
he has
very
been watching.
Strategically.
He has been watching. Right. Good point, Laura Stout. But
he definitely cares big time.
The world has been watching these verses, and Ja Rule can't take this L. know what I'm saying? He don't want to take the L.
He can't have the Fire Fest and a Versus L.
Right, so he's going to go extra hard.
And let's not forget, are you ready?
Oh, gosh.
So the halftime performance debacle.
I know. But listen, even though I'm Team Fat Joe on this one, we can't forget how many hits Ja Rule had.
Yeah, some heat. Dude.
The thing is, it's just
now. Does this play out as a celebration? You know, a celebration of music, or are they gonna make it a friendly fire? Some friendly.
No, they're gonna try to emulate. I think the Lox. I think that was the most recent one. I feel like they're gonna try to go more in that lane.
Yeah, keeping New York.
The Ish Talk might get spicy.
You think it's gonna get spicy?
I just think Fat Joe has a lot to say.
Yeah, and Fat Joe got bangers.
A lot of
slept on joints.
He can talk, so I don't know.
We'll see tonight. I think it goes down at 8 o'clock, if I'm correct.
It's going to be look fun.
But it's on Triller. Shout to Triller for lacing us up with passes to get listeners into the Versus tonight. Appreciate that. Let's bring in DJ John and give away some more tickets.
No.
It's DJ.
Wait.
DJ John is gone, guys. He's not here.
Gone?
He's not here. He won't be here for a couple days.
Mm. What happened to DJ John?
He has personal stuff to take care of. So we're going to go with Are You Smarter Than Rosenberg?
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
It's Rosenberg. It's Rosenberg.
Guy, hold on, my camera's not hold.
Where's your glasses?
Rosenberg.
You know Rosenberg likes to hear his name. Rosenberg. He likes to have his name, you know.
Rosenberg.
Singing his name really titillates him. I seen him light up there. Really nice.
technical
difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Sorry, my camera went off. Hey, does my mic work?
Is that your DJ John impression,
here.
Sir?
Yes.
Oh, hey, sorry. I'm here now. What am I giving away, Laura?
You have tickets to see Lil Baby and Lil Durk in concert at the Prudential Center on October 6th. Tickets on sale.
That's
now
right,
at Ticketmaster.
Baby. That's right, baby. It's going down with the babies, baby. Lil Baby and Lil Durk. Baby. The Baby Durk and Baby
Yo,
Baby.
And speaking of, don't jump on the stage. Did you guys see the video of the little fan? He looked like he was probably 14 years old. Jumped on stage with Lil Baby. And that security souffled that little kid.
No.
And the baby pointed at him, like looked at his security, like, yo, y'all gonna handle this or
no.
I'm gonna have to fire somebody.
Yeah,
and the kid
don't
was
jump
legit
on stage.
14?
He looked little. Young in the face, his whole body energy looked young. He looked like he was at his first concert. He was like, yo, man. He looked like he was going, yo, man, I follow you on Instagram, man. I'm your biggest fan. Yo, that security ran Duke over.
Yeah,
different
don't,
type.
Don't jump on stage. Don't do that.
I know you I do feel bad, but that is such a congratulations.
Oh, man. I didn't feel bad at all. He going to learn today. He didn't get hurt, I don't think. He just got, you know, got thrown around a little bit. Look, if he's really a teenager, he'll recover. It's good for him. Needs to understand it's not a game out here. You listen to these records, you think it's a video game? All right. Up on the wrong one out here, my G.
Oh, yeah, no. Security yoked him up by the hoodie. He was fine. Pushed him to the ground and yoked him. It was a full hood yokage.
And a drag. He got a good drag.
Sheesh.
Aye.
Call right now, though. You could be smarter than Rosenberg. It's not hard.
No.
I know y'all think Rosenberg's smart, but let me tell you.
Not really.
We got Alejandro.
Alex. Alejandro, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How y'all feeling today?
Man, we're good. We're great. Where you headed today? What are you doing?
Right now I'm headed to work, and I'm on top.
How you getting money out here? What you doing to get money?
Oh, I do security.
There it is. Have you ever done a concert, security at a concert, and had to yoke up a teenager?
Oh, nah.
You don't do that type of security?
Nah. I'm more like de-escalate a situation.
Okay, I respect it.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, here we go now. Answer this question mad fast so you can get these tickets, see Lil Baby, Lil Durk.
Laura, the question.
All right. Today is Nas's birthday, guys.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Nas.
Wait, Nas and my mom have the same birthday?
Yes, 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 yes. Wow. And guess what? Amy Winehouse's birthday today, too.
Wow.
All right, but let's focus. All right, can you tell us what borough in New York is Nas from?
Oh, wow.
Brooklyn?
Wow.
Whoa! Oh my God. Shawnee reps it consistently.
Wait, we got to hang up on this guy. Disconnect
oh
the line.
Oh
this
my
guy
got to
go. I can't do it.
Alejandro.
I can't. Alejandro, you out of here, bitch.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable what just took place. And Alejandro sounds like a nice guy, but my man, you get the biggest button. If Shawnee, you don't hit that button with the quickness.
Congratulations. 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 You played yourself.
What do we do now?
Yo, no hesitation, Brooklyn.
I can't believe it. I was like, this is going to be so easy.
Nas?
Come on.
So why don't we just There's certain people who put their burrows on their back, like
yes!
wear like a super cape.
And that's him.
And you say, that's like saying Biggie's from
Yo, look, man. Call
what's going on?
Yo,
here?
I'm flabbergasted. Caller number 9, you're getting these tickets. The game has been suspended.
It's over.
Yo.
We've suspended the game. Yes.
Yes, he's
I don't
gone.
Give a damn. He got to figure it out. And whoever's mad about it, oh, well, you can't call Hot 97 and not know where Nas is from.
Word.
On the man's birthday?
Come
well,
on.
Yeah, he didn't get it right. The bottom line is he didn't get it right. He's not entitled to getting the tickets. He didn't get it right.
Of course.
Damn.
Play some Nas.
I can't believe it.
Price.
Yeah, spicy.
For everyone, where is he from, Shawnee?
Queens. Queens get the money. You know what I'm saying? What up? What up?
Wow.
Queens Bridge representative.
I know. Wow.
That was crazy.
Boston. Queens Bridge, what up?
Yo, look, coming up, flashing lights, Laura Stiles. What you working on, kid?
Could Jay-Z be linked to be the next owner of the Denver Broncos? We'll give you details coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Happy birthday, Nas. Yo.
Happy birthday, Nas. And real quick, Ebro, I just want to send a big shout out to Lauren's daughter, Ava, who's obsessed with the show. She loves us and just started 9th grade. So shout out to all the students who are back to school.
Yeah.
We got to back to school talk, man.
Yeah,
said,
man.
Even when she was Zooming, she would wake up every morning to hear us in the morning.
So cute.
Okay.
I love that.
All right.
And, her
and wait, and that's Ava?
Yes.
Yeah, Ava or Ava?
It's probably Ava, right?
It's probably Ava. But shout out to you. And
have you met anybody named Ava before?
I
have a cousin named Ava.
Oh, really?
Ava? And yeah, is it spelled like Ava?
A-V-A. What's
Are
up,
they,
Ava?
Is his cousin friends with Nicki Minaj's cousin?
Maybe.
I don't know if
Big
I believe
all
this
my,
either.
Oh, my chinny massive. Big up, Ava. What's up,
Ava?
Well, listen, welcome back to all of our
Big
ups to all of our people who are back who haven't been with us for a long time because they didn't have kids to drive to school. A lot of people coming back to the family.
Yeah.
Yo, welcome I want to we don't have time to get all the way into it right now. But Laura, you talk about this a lot with teachers and school funding.
Yes.
And there's public schools in New York City right now that have such low attendance in neighborhoods because the neighborhoods are being gentrified and the new people moving into the neighborhoods are putting their kids in charter and private school.
That's right.
And there's public schools that have literally low attendance because there's no kids to go to the school.
And
so you have kids in school right now that are like seriously struggling.
And on top
of funding,
that,
go ahead, Laura.
On top of that, Ebro, these teachers are so neglected, because that's the only thing I'm going to say. Do you know how many Amazon wish lists I've donated to and bought things off of for classrooms? For public school teachers who not only get paid nothing, okay, but the fact that they have to buy supplies because no one else is giving them supplies. And you know that some schools don't even allow them to have these Amazon wish lists because they don't want to seem a certain way.
Oh, so because that's where I was going to go. We have the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation here at the radio station. Would we even be able to, like, adopt a school a month?
I don't know.
Or would there be so much bureaucracy in the way of us actually being like, yo, here's some money, here's some stuff for this school. Because, A, the kids that are in the public school, that are is their zone school, right? Their public zone school. If, you know, the school is underfunded because a lot of the housing and the people who live in the area live in government housing, they're not getting the same funds as a school that is in the area where there's people who own homes. So, and then if that school or if that zone school is also going through gentrification in that area, not only are the kids who are moving in and buying up the brownstones and their families are moving in, they're not sending their kids to that zone school. They're sending their kids to a charter or a private.
That's right.
So then you just have kids stuck in a public school that's not getting funding. Yeah. And so basically these kids are being neglected and left, basically.
Yeah.
And completely left behind. So, Laura, are you saying that if I was like, yo, I want to adopt a school, and we just pick schools in New York City and even in the tri-state that are underfunded and struggling, and we try to get them resources and money that the school board would block?
I don't know the politics, but I've definitely heard from teachers on social media who have said my school will not allow me to even publicize my Amazon wish list, which is really sad. And these are teachers asking guys for basic things. You know, some of them are begging for air purifiers because a lot of their students have asthma. And, you know, they have to keep the windows closed during the winter. It's a lot. It goes deep. But, you know, that's something to talk about.
We're going to dig into that over the weeks to come and see if we can adopt a school here in the area and try to get y'all some resources and back y'all up. Because, you know, coming off the pandemic, which we are still in, but sort of not. I don't know where we are. I don't know what's going on. But we're back out here trying to make it work. People are going to need some help. And, with the amount of stress that people dealt with the virtual schooling and what parents dealt with, we got to find a way to support people. So
teachers, tweet us.
Yeah, let us know. And if you have any intel on this sort of thing. Now, I know some school districts like Yonkers. Shout to our buddy Jamal Bowman up there in Yonkers and in Westchester. And I think Mount Vernon, they were supposed to get tens of millions of dollars from this Biden administration. There's some school districts that were supposed to get a lot of effing money recently from this recovery package and all, everything, this post-pandemic stuff to, like, refurbish circulation systems and buy new equipment. Tens of millions of dollars. Which we've seen this movie before. When money comes into these school boards and they start doing deals with their buddies to be consultants to go on retreats so they can figure out what they're supposed to do with the school system. And the next thing you know, they've blown through $10 million that didn't even go through the school because they done hired consultants and got kickbacks. So pay attention to your school boards because there's allegedly some money out here. Let's get to flashing lights. Laura Styles, let's go.
So Jay-Z is among some of the names linked to a takeover of the NFL's Denver Broncos, according to reports. The team is expected to be worth $4 billion. So Hov will need some partners to purchase the Broncos. But if it happens, he'll make history as the first black owner of the NFL team. Have you heard anything about this, Rosenberg?
I mean, his name's gotten thrown around now a couple times for teams that people thought that his build, as many of us suggested when he got in bed with the NFL, the play was to eventually be a part of an ownership group. So this has come up a few times, so it does not surprise me. But
so I read this article because I feel like Jay's name gets thrown around, as Rosenberg just said, a lot. So I read the entire article. The article had nothing to do with Jay-Z other than the fact that he's a billionaire and has the money. The rest of the article was about how the Broncos or the most recent Broncos owner just passed away in 2019. And the family wants to figure out how to sell the team, and I'm using air quotes, sell the team, after this season. They have not started the process yet. So that's according to the article that I read, that even the general manager and everybody that's there right now is like, listen, we're going to cross that bridge probably February next year after the season.
Okay, so it's still a little ways away.
Yeah, this is not happening right now during the season. They're going to figure out a transition after this season for the Broncos. Didn't the Broncos have a good game this weekend?
They beat up on the Giants.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, right?
Sure.
Yeah, shout out to, I've always been a Teddy Bridgewater guy. I like that guy. I think he never got the right looks after that injury and before that.
Well, he did last year. He wasn't very good. But yes, I like him and I'm really happy for him.
That's your flashing lights. Report. The time is 8:05 today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, what happened last? Didn't they play a football game last night? I turned it on to see what that new Raiders stadium looked like, and then I turned it right off. How did that game go?
The Raiders won, man. You actually missed out. It was very entertaining.
By entertaining, do you mean it was good football, or it was just the Raiders tripping and stumbling and finally figured out how to win?
A little of both, but it was pretty good.
All right. There it is. The Las Vegas Raiders. I saw Ice Cube on his social media out there at the stadium. You know, they had the whole, and then somebody else posted a clip that they intro'd the game.
Oh,
the game started with the MMA announcer. What's his name?
Bruce Buffer.
Bruce Buffer screaming from the stands. It was so Vegas.
No, they did the most. Yo, Laura, it was so Vegas. You had Bruce Buffer, the MMA guy, screaming from the stands. And then Steve Aoki playing like terrible dance music. It was all so Vegas. It was crazy.
Wow. WQHT, New York.
Ebro in the morning.
Sign up for Ride or Die now. 800-223-9797 or email us at hot97rideordie at
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Oh, you hear that? You hear that? That is the sound of what's going to go down tonight. The Versus, Fat Joe and Ja Rule. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, Tri-State. Tonight it's going down on... I watch it now on Fight TV. I think I watch it on that app. What do you watch on that?
Oh, I still watch it on IG.
IG, right?
Yeah.
Nah, man, if you have like a Roku or a Fire Stick or whatever, you can just pull up Fight TV and it's free on the app. And
all right, I need to check that out.
Looks and sounds beautiful on the TV.
Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, it's going down. Yes.
9 p.m.
Eastern, live from the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
So
I watch it on the tablet. It's a little bigger than the regular phone. And
you get to
hook it up to the Bluetooth, so I still get the...
But it's still
I like
IG?
The comments. Yeah, it's still IG.
Got it. Yeah, I'm out on the comments. I've had enough.
Oh, I like it.
I'm good.
Me too.
Be late.
No, I'm good. Yo, Fila's in the house. hey, Emirates Air is here.
No, but sometimes it's funny, Rosenberg. Yeah. Sometimes they be mad funny.
Taco Bell has weighed in. Now, once it got so crazy corporate at some point, you know me. I was like, okay, if every brand is here, if Buick is in the room, I'm out.
Right.
But I just enjoy getting to sit back on the couch and really watch it and have the really good sound. But my question is, what level of excited are you for Fat Joe and Ja Rule? Because in theory, this should be a really big one, because you're talking about two artists who have a massive catalog of hits.
Mm-hmm.
and are from a time that people love to reminisce on.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is all 2000s nostalgia. Like, people like to reminisce of when they were outside. Now they're at the comfort of their own home. Like, now we don't really do that no more. But there was a time. And then what are fans going to do? What are affiliates going to do? Like, what is Ashanti going to do when Fat Joe does What's Love?
Come on now.
You know what I mean? Like, where are we going? What's happening?
And Ja Rule, I mean, Fat Joe, his career is pre-Ja Rule and post-Ja Rule.
That is a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That is a fact. Ja Rule was a thing in the middle part of Fat Joe's career.
Right. Because he got digging in the crates like early BX moves and it's still current.
Yeah. Well, so do you think that Fat Joe, I was thinking about this last night because I think about it every day. Do you think Fat Joe will play Flo Joe?
He might. Like,
will he have some lyrics?
Like, just to be like on some hip hop-ish, let's go.
Shawnee is definitely not on some lyrics.
It's not on lyrics.
You haven't listened to Flo Joe in a minute, I guess. That was before.
Your styles, you got that?
Shawnee, you thought that was Fat Joe's best lyrics? He says, you got a Flo Joe, you got a Ada, 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 let him know, Joe.
How would it feel if he started like, because you know, coming off the fumes of the Lox first Dipset, you know he going to come with the bars and just straight drop the beat.
No.
I got this.
Oh, no, he's got a lot of joints for that. But the early stuff is, you know, that Flo Joe was a moment in time in New York.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and, he's obviously going to play the Twins with Big Pun.
You already know.
I mean, when people hit that dead in the middle of Little Italy.
What are they going to do?
What you going to do?
I mean, the thing is, the truth is, Ja Rule has hits. He has commercial hits that are really good and more of them than you remember. However, none of those songs are going to hit in the hip-hop way that something like this is going to hit. I'm sorry. Love Ja Rule. He's got nothing for this.
Ready for war, Joe. How you wanna blow they spot? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some. Hop in your Hummer, the Punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles. We'll do this do while he's slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the floor, Joe. We crack, fuck them all if they move. Noodles, shoot that. Dead in the middle of little. Did we know that we riddle to middleman who didn't do diddly? It'll be a cold one. How the day I'm taking out. Make no mistakes.
Never.
I wonder how people are feeling. I want to hear from the people if they think Ja Rule got this tonight or think Joey Crack got it.
Ebro, are you chiming in on the phone?
Yo.
You can't help it. You're supposed to be
out. Ja Rule got nothing for that.
That's my concern. I feel like once you get to that level, because if Ja Rule plays Between Me and You, it's a big hit. But how does that...
But it's almost wasted because nothing can go up against that.
Kneeling on their right knee, Spike Lee to the pain of benefits.
Johnny, you got a Ja Rule in there? How would Ja Rule try to come back from this?
That. He has Ja nothing Rule. For that.
Not for
it's
that.
Hard, I know.
And listen, Breeze, Laura, I feel Ja Rule could put on a good show
and
have some great moments.
He will.
And he's going to want to prove something for sure.
Rosenberg. Ja Rule's a great guy.
He is.
He's a nice guy. And I like Ja Rule. And he's got hit songs. He going to have some problems tonight. But this is good for Ja Rule. And Joe doing this with Ja Rule, I think, is good for Joe and Ja Rule. So it's going to be a love fest. But there's going to become a point, if it gets chippy, that Joe's going to have to really put him in his place.
It's chippy. But
that's the thing. And then to Shawnee, to the point Shawnee made earlier, Joe has the hits from before Ja Rule, and he's got the hits after Ja Rule. And Shawnee, what the F did you just play?
I don't know. I was trying to find something that was kind of, you know, aggressive.
What is this?
I don't know. That sound like video game music. What is that?
I know. Let's go with The Crown. Yeah. Do he got that? I mean, because what else you going against with deep cover? Fat Joe Punch.
Play that Ja Rule clap back. We're going to
clap
back.
You play clap back. Whatever you're playing, Shawnee, I don't know what that is. Okay, there you go.
It's a moment.
I was looking for like, holla. You know what I'm saying? Because everything else is like, what's love? You know, never again.
Nah,
I'm real.
Can I get a Ja Rule?
Can I get a?
You can bring that out tonight.
Actually, he's got a couple joints from that era, Ebro. He's got a couple of
them.
It's Murder. Murdergram. We gon' clap back.
What?
This right here? Yeah. This will feel like something.
Ooh.
Okay.
And Ja's verse was big on this song.
It ain't even a question.
Exactly.
Later.
Yo, Shawnee, bring up that Fat Joe Styles P.
Fat Joe Styles P.
Pharoah Monch.
Yeah, it ain't even a question. But Shawnee, Ebro, I think you just made up a song.
What, my lifetime? My life is all I had?
Yeah, that's Styles P and Pharoah. There's no Fat Joe. There's no Ja Rule.
I thought Joe was on. Why do I always think Joe was on that?
Turn Ja Rule back up. You're making things up over there.
Toss a honey, making them feel torn it, even if they don't want it. It's been so long since I met a chick, ain't about this, but then I'm dead wrong when I tell them be gone. So hold on, feeling I'm flossing and platinum. That I want you to witness out of icon with hoodies and Tim's on, cause I thugs my women. DV studs my women. If you with me, you winning. I'm talking about good living. Are we here? You with us? If not, boo, you know what?
I still got you.
Can I get a what? All right,
that's a good one. That's a good one. But in general,
guys. Jay-Z's or Ja Rule's?
Double R, baby. Uh-huh. D-Block. Uh-huh. Yo, crack. This is history.
Who got the most cars, most guns, most... And I don't gotta pull a trigger. I just blow kisses. Love Jada, that hate man, records. Yeah. Listen to me. I'm the cat that'll sit in the tree and shoot the dog in the head while he...
He's got a lot, guys. And then he's got the... He's got the lean backs. He's got the all the way up.
All the way up. Yo, play that all the way up.
Nothing can stop.
Yo, Ja Rule, we've been cool a long time, my brother. That's facts. It's going to be a tough night tonight, my man.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Oh, my God.
All the way up. And you can stay up.
Well, it goes down tonight. Versus 9 p.m. I'm excited for it, man. It should be a good time either way.
Is he going to bring out Remy? Is Remy going to step on the scene?
I mean, why not?
You know what I'm saying? A little lean back verse.
Yeah, Ja Rule's going to bring out Ashanti.
Sure.
By the way, Laura, you asked a question earlier. I got news for you. Ashanti is obligated to roll with Ja Rule.
Right.
That's where
it started, right? That's where it
began. Yo, bro, it's murder. It's Murder, Inc., They had all the hits together. She has to move.
And that's a secret weapon. That's a secret weapon because Ashanti come out in one of them dresses, she turning the whole building upside down. Fat Joe might lose just because of how Ashanti's dressed.
That's exactly right.
So good. It's going to be fun tonight, though.
All right, it's going down. Let's get the gurus in the building. Enough is enough, Shawnee Culture. Not yet.
Nah, man, let's play some joints. What do you mean?
Yeah, play a joint.
Give me some energy, man.
Turn up, E Styles. Let's get ready.
We all mine.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
It's time for the gurus, y'all. They gonna try to lie to y'all. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the squad gets together to uplift, shine light, positivity,
and
help you out in your toughest times.
Yeah, no drugs. Mushrooms and stuff like that these people talk about.
Positivity.
Oh, I got shrooms and peyote. I'm the shaman. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get right to the root of your issue. Right.
Shawnee Culture, burn that sage.
That's right. Cleanse the energy.
All right. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises as we heal those in need. Who needs our help?
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. You send the email, and we will unite to fight for what's right.
That's right.
Like Beastie Boys.
No, they fought for your right to party.
True.
We're fighting for the right to unite, I think.
Gotcha.
Anyways.
That's right.
Here's the email. Love the show. Listen to the podcast daily in D.C. So, hey, Rosenberg. Love Laura, Ebro, Shawnee, and Cass Swan.
Mm.
Shout out to Africa.
Yeah, that's right.
They just spell it Cass Swan.
Shawnee and Cass Swan.
How do you spell Cass Swan?
C-A-S-O-N-E.
Cass.
Or Cassone.
Cassone. Castone?
Yo, no, it's just Cassone. That's his new name, actually.
How do you spell Shawnee?
S-H-A-W-N-I.
Shawnee.
That's close. That's better than S-H-W-N-E-E.
Right. That is true.
Right. Thank you, brother.
Anyway, you just decided that it's a brother. Here's the deal.
Oh, sorry. Thank you,
family.
You
meant brother like hermano, not like brother like black.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Like my brother in guru-ness.
No, but it's not a man.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, here's the deal.
Sorry.
A friend I've known for over 20 years recently told me he wanted to see if we could take our relationship to the next level.
Okay.
Like he's laying it on super thick. He's never been so open and honest with his feelings. I told him, if he's serious, I have a few requirements.
Okay.
One is that he picks up the phone. He's a texter. And I don't mind texting, but only for short, quick conversations. He likes to go on and on for hours texting. And I'm finding it shady. We used to talk all the time back in the day. He has expectations for me. I just feel like, why is this so hard? Granted, we've had phone conversations, but it's not enough. Anyway, from what we openly discussed, he is not with another woman. Normally, when a man doesn't consistently pick up the phone, he's living with someone. Does this sound shady? Why would you make these grand gestures and potentially harm the friendship if you're not ready or have to tie up loose ends? Any advice is greatly appreciated. And FYI, certified lover boy is fire.
Facts.
I mean,
I've lived this life.
It sounds like her insecurities are kind of like running wild because it's not always what you think. You know what I mean? I think because she's not getting clarity and she's like, well, what if? But sometimes that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
Because it's actually happened to me, guys. Like sometimes I just don't pick up the phone. I'm just caught up doing stuff and I'm not hiding anything. I was just like, it's easier for me to just text and just go straight to the point, you know? Yeah.
I tried to date a woman that had the same thing. Mm-hmm. She didn't like the text.
Were you hiding a relationship?
Nope. It's easier for me to text than jump on the phone because sometimes, you know, you can't multitask as easy when you're having a conversation on the phone. Like when you sit down to have a conversation on the phone, you got to sit down and have that conversation on the phone. And so if you have a lot, as Laura just pointed out, if you have a lot going on, you're moving around, texting's faster. But if he's serious and he knows that this is important to her,
correct,
then he needs to set aside time and do that because this is the first of many sacrifices he's going to have to make because it sounds like she the type that's going to need that.
Even if it's like a little 10-minute conversation, though, like let's keep it real. You can pick up the phone for a couple minutes. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, it's to me, it's all what Ebro just said. He's the one pursuing her.
Yeah, this seems
If he's
simple.
Pursuing her and she says, I want to get on the phone, yo, shouldn't you be like, yo, let me get on the phone?
Get on the
phone.
Like,
you should be excited to get on the phone.
Yeah, because if it's a thing that never happens, like, okay. And especially if you express to him, like, yo, I want to talk to you. Like, pick up the phone. I want to talk to you, you know? And he still refuses. I mean, I understand how it could sound shady.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's shy or something like that. But if y'all been friends for many years, I don't see why he would start to become shy.
Maybe Shawnee, maybe you're onto something.
What I'm saying is because they were friends, right?
Maybe now that he's opened up in a different way, he's a little intimidated.
It's easier for him to communicate his feelings. right? When they was friends, it wasn't anything to lose. So they was talking on the phone, blah, blah, blah. Now he's feeling you, and he wants to text, like, I'm kind of liking you. I'm kind of digging you. And she's like, yo, why you keep ignoring me? I don't think it's anything shady. I think, but again, if he's the one pursuing you, this is an easy prerequisite. You know what I'm saying? You want to holler at me?
This is what I need. You think she should stop replying? And then he's going to be like, why are you replying to my text? Then he picks up the phone and is like, hey, are you okay? No, I'm here. Just wanted to talk.
Yeah, but that's playing games. Yeah. I just want to say, maybe, and lady who emailed, play this for the dude, what I'm about to say. My mans, be careful when you start wanting to date somebody. It's like, yo, I got prerequisites and I need you to do X, Y, and Z. There's a lot. There's more on that list. Buddy.
Right.
That's not too much to ask, though. Like, I just want to get on the phone with you.
All I'm saying is that's the first ask.
Right. That's the beginning. But in the beginning.
There's always asks.
Right. And the foundation to every relationship, as we say, is communication. So if y'all can't get
on it, guru.
Yeah, if you can't get past this piece right here where you can say, look, let's sit down. I like you. You like me. I'm into it. I just want to make sure we on the same page. And if y'all can't get past this, there's no real relationship anyway. Y'all going to run into mad problems later.
If you can say, like, yo, if you want to pursue me, this is one of the things that's really important to me.
Talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Talking.
And then if it's not for him, then maybe this situation, relationship is not for you. And that's okay.
I
just want
to say, I feel like I'm the only person of us right now who thinks she may be right that he is actually still with someone and setting up the next thing. That feels possible to me.
It's possible.
Oh, it's definitely possible. But for her to jump there, if they were friends before this, okay? If they were friends before this, and she said how many years? 20 years?
Yeah, but you know, friends who you all of a sudden tell you're trying to be with, those are friends you've had in your life that have phases. They've been friends for 20 years. That doesn't mean they've been close recently.
Well, no, what I was gonna say was, and I don't know if they've been close recently, but I'm just saying, if what you're saying is true, and it is possible, Rosenberg, don't you think if they've been friends for 20 years, why would he have a problem letting her know that? If they've really been friends.
Because the second guy. Because
they haven't done anything yet. Nothing's happened.
Right, right.
Other than him saying, I'm interested and I'd love to take it farther. What is there to hide?
Guys are
If y'all
weird,
have really
man.
Been friends for 20 years.
Because he's scared that he wants to be in a relationship, he's scared to bring it up that he's still with someone else.
Yeah, he got a little shorty on the side. But y'all ain't start yet. So he's just scared to tell you because he thinks it might, you know.
Fellas, if you don't have anything going on with a woman and all you've done is communicate to her your interest, and there's nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. It is okay. To be honest, you haven't misled anyone yet.
Right.
Nothing's happened.
Be like, yeah, I'm seeing somebody.
I'm unhappy in the relationship that I'm in. I'm really attracted to you. I have some loose ends to clean up. I just wanted to share it with you. And can we communicate? Just be transparent, man. Right. Crazier things have happened in the world.
True.
She'll understand.
True.
So. Now, I don't think he's necessarily an ideal candidate. I don't know if starting that way is ideal, but Ebro's right.
But they've been friends 20 years.
Right.
Yeah, man. I think you're going to have to communicate with him and let him know how you feel. And then you make a decision.
Let him know he has nothing to hide.
Yeah. That's
it. Tell him, like, don't be ashamed or, you know, just be straight up.
Yeah, that's it. So says the gurus and non-gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
Hear me.
talk. Even though I'm in a good mood, I fuck you like I'm pissed off. And don't give me no attitude, you gon' make my dick soft. Cause she wanna fuck me cause I'm lit now. Yeah, cause she wanna fuck me cause I'm rich now.
We get together in
the club, I got a pimp now.
What is that song?
What song is that?
It's called Baddest. Young Blue and Chris Brown. And
Young Blue. Oh, I heard about that song before.
Baddest.
Ah, Young Blue.
Young Blue. Talented young man. Talented young man. Chris Brown, very talented. Very successful. I got to spend some more time with that song. At first listen, that ain't it. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. I'll give it another chance, though. You know what I'm saying? I've been wrong before.
Good for you.
Let's go. Flashing lights time.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
The stars got together for a night of fashion at the Met Gala.
The Gala.
Oh, welcome to the Gala.
The theme for this year's Met Gala is a celebration of American fashion. They're saying that the, the style was American independence. That's listed as the official dress code of the night.
No, the outfits were all over the place. I mean, who am I kidding? They're always all over the place. And until this year, I was today years old when I figured out what this whole damn thing was about. So let's focus on what matters. Why are they dressing up like this every damn year and we're supposed to care, Laura? What's going on?
Every year there's a theme that people follow, you know. And the event, after all, it is a fundraiser for the museum's Costume Institute. So the Institute, which serves as the museum's fashion department, is the only department in the museum that must fund itself for whatever reason. So stars, you know, lend a helping hand. But it's like, you know,
how does this affect us regular people that barely care about fashion?
Well, no, because the people who do care about fashion, whether you're a fashion student or aspiring, you know, student. Costume
now
you're
designer, talking
about you know, you're able to see these collections that are never before seen or extremely hard to see. Like, I don't know. It's everything from, you know, the Alexander McQueen collection to stuff from, like, the 1900s, early 1900s, 1800s.
I want to know why Ebro's attempting to tie this into what this, like, how this is for regular
people. Well,
because
it's made such a, because such a big deal is made of it. And I'm trying to put the lens on of giving a damn because they dress crazy.
It's supposed to be like a work of everything's like you have to look at it with an artistic lens.
Yeah. And y'all know that Laura's an art curator.
I'm not.
Or whatever she does with her friends and they hype beast and invest in NFTs and do art museum exhibits where they sit around and do coloring books and they do some weird thing. Didn't we go to a thing where we had to sit and color for Laura? No, that was like a dinner, and her friend had a...
Color?
All right, can we focus on the gala?
Anyway, my point is I'm trying to understand, man. I'm trying to understand why we care, why we should care. And it sounds like a bunch of rich people get together and they raise money through these tickets so that they can bring things that we ain't never seen before to a place where we can see them.
Basically, that's
the nice way of the main part, which is it's just rich people hanging out and fancier people pay for their tickets and they get to party and look mage. That's it.
It's just looking mage.
Now, why did Kim Kardashian dress up as a shadow? Or the Grim Reaper or whatever she was? Blank Man. Why did she dress up as Blank Man?
Yo, how'd she see, by the way? Her whole face was covered.
I think the mask has some sort of special, I don't know. I think she can see.
And whose auntie's quilt was that? that ASAP Rocky was wearing.
I don't know.
He was like, yo, it's cold. Let me grab that blanket.
Well, it started raining, so maybe he had to throw that little... Look, that looked like one of those little family quilts, you know what I'm saying? That's put together by abuela throughout the years where they take like old jeans and old
patchwork
sweaters from like family.
Wait, so you're saying
patchwork?
That maybe Rocky was just getting ready for the gala in Harlem and like at his house and he just grabbed it on the way out the door like, grandma, it's cold.
And was like, yo, it's raining. I got to cover my tux.
This is perfect.
Thank you so much for this. This is very fashion forward.
Because he did do an unveiling on the carpet. He took it off and he revealed his outfit.
Now, Rosenberg, maybe you can make a move through your connects to where we could do, you know how last night on the football game I heard Peyton Manning and his brother had their own broadcast of the football game, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a version of that for the Met Gala next year.
Well, that's, I tried to do it last night on my YouTube and Twitch, but when I tried to make fun of it all, I couldn't, because every time they asked anyone about anything and I wanted to make fun of their answers, when they would say things like, I'm wearing Donatella Versace. And I was like, first of all, I didn't know it was pronounced Versace until right now. I thought it was Versace. And I wanted to make fun of it, Ebro, but everyone was giving these answers that were all about, like, it's all about America, inclusiveness, getting America to the right place. You know, the
so you can't even say nothing.
You can't even say anything. I just had to sit there and be like, all right, I guess we can't make fun of this.
Well, so then that means I definitely can't say nothing about Naomi Osaka's hair then.
Listen, the problem...
Because we know Naomi been going through some stuff, but you showed up at the Met Gala.
The Gala.
So I should be able to comment. And look, her boyfriend, my man's Cordae, was dressed up as a detective. So I don't know what she was dressed up as.
Cordae went very Dragnet.
He did. Inspector Gadget.
And listen, a lot of people that we love present an opportunity at the Met Gala to be made fun of. And it's the risk you take. Listen, you get to go do this fancy thing. We get to sit on the sidelines and make fun. AOC showed up wearing a dress that said tax the rich on the back.
I like it.
I understand and I get the irony, but like, you are legitimately with the 1% of the 1% of the 1% last night.
Well, maybe that's the importance of the dresses, because she's saying it to their face.
Exactly. Right. She and they're all gonna, like, this is how I feel.
Right, and they're all going to be like, oh my God, that's so fabulous, AOC. I love it. I'm such a big supporter.
And then vote against it when they get it.
Right, exactly. Right, it's like, it's all nonsense. Oh, that's so great. I love it.
Anyway. It's fun to watch, though. It is fun to watch.
Hey, yo, look, I love you. I got to go get on a flight.
All right. That's your flashing gala report.
Oh, the Gala Report, by the way.
Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I'd also like to give a special shout out this morning at 8:56 a.m. to the great friend and great guy, Big E of WWE. He won the WWE Championship last night. He's a good friend and a great guy.
Congrats.
And he won the title last night. So big ups to Big E. Congrats, brother. Gala time.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Let's go.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
Hot 97.
Number one
for hip hop.
Who run it?
The one and only Hot 97.
Yo, it's the program. Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg back again. And today, Breaking Star. One of the biggest songs of the summer in the tri-state area. Ladies and gentlemen, the BX Zone, Capella Gray. What's up, man?
Wagwan, thank you for having me. We here.
Speaking of Wagwan, your nationality, you're back, other than being from the Bronx, you Jamaican too?
Yeah, well, my parents, you know what I'm saying? So I got the cheat code.
So you first generation?
Yes, sir.
Oh, amazing.
Wait, and are you parents? Yeah. And are you really Curtis Jackson as well?
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
He's like, I get it all the time.
But because how we coming in and kind of bullying the game to it is kind of, the parallels is funny, but yeah, nah, it's not no real connection there, but that's where my real name don't work.
Yo, but I mean, it's cool to have another potential star, superstar that might have the same name. That's kind of cool, you and 50 Cent.
Yeah, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely dope. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all communicated yet?
Nah, not yet. I definitely didn't get a tap in with 50 yet, but I know it's going to be some legendary shit going on, though, when we finally do, though.
Now, Capello Gray, what is that name from? How did you come with that name as an artist?
So, an Italian girl put me on. So, it means residence of musical excellence. So, it's wherever the fire music be at. So, instead of saying we go into, like, the club or to the concert or to the theater or whatever, they would say we go into the Capella. So, that's fire. You know what I mean?
Mm. So you just thought it was a dope name that matched up with your music skills, and you wanted to put that out.
Yeah, wherever the fire music be at.
Thank you for coming to Summer Jam and popping out with Megan Wright and popping out with who else you pop out with? You popped out with Megan Wright. Was it A Boogie?
Yeah, A Boogie.
BX, yeah. Thank you for that. Also, thank you for coming on the Reggae and Soca Tip. Shaggy brought you out. Thanks for supporting the radio station, man. We appreciate you.
Nah, thank you for having me. What? We hope that Summer Jam. That's OD. That's my first time even at Summer Jam.
Wow, really?
What a story, right? Like, yeah, everyone has a Summer Jam story. You're like, oh, actually, my first time was when I performed.
Twice. You know what I'm saying? That's a real uptown shit. I love it. I'm here for it. So I appreciate y'all even having me up there. You know what I mean?
How many label situations did you have to decide between when it was all said and done? Because I heard it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a good little plethora. I'm not even going to lie to you. It was definitely a little...
Look at him smiling. He's grinning. Grinning. Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? We just met a lot of good people in a lot of different places. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely a little bit in war situation. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I feel like we made the right decision. We here.
Now, what label are you signed to now?
I have a good little JV partnership with Capitol Records for sure.
How did you sort of figure out your way around the music business? Because just in hearing you talk now, first time speaking to you, you have a certain confidence about all of this. You don't seem like a cat who just completely stumbled into this. Do you have anyone in your life who explained things to you? Do you take any classes? Like, how'd you get up?
Understand. I've been failing with this music for too long, so I feel like I got the cheat code because we got the chip. I got the chip on my shoulder because I'm a producer and songwriter first. So I was on the behind the scenes, just trying to do things, trying to get people these songs and try to get these placements, and just being behind the scenes for so long. I've just seen like a lot from that tip. I already did the whole not getting credited. I already did the whole sneaking into sessions and, you know what I'm saying, different situation. So now it's like this time around, now that we got the ball, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm dragging it. That's why y'all see my energy. As soon as I came in, we came in like a bulldozer. We here now. So, and plus, I'm a student for real. Like, I'm really, you know what I'm saying? All I watch is like documentaries and stuff like that. There's no way I could watch somebody failing and fail the same way they fail. That's impossible.
So, and on that, I think it's great. It's a great opportunity for people to even understand the depths of your musicianship too, right? Like, I think I saw you early on, you was posting playing in church, maybe. Maybe you played an organ too in church and sing. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's the Chico. That was my last job before all this gala stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was the organist at a church. Yeah, having a church background, like I said before, it's a cheat code. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm a church musician. I learned mad different instruments and stuff like that just because we kind of had to. You got to fill it. You know what I'm saying? There's three organists there. There's nobody on the drum. Somebody got to learn how to play the drum.
You want
to
shout your church, man. You got to shout your people out. They held you down.
Nah, but it's weird, though. I was playing at 5 churches before this. So it's like a different denomination. But shout out to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, though.
So you were just out there working at different churches. You were gigging out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hustling up the bread. I was doing that and cutting people's hair and stuff like that. I was hustling. I was going to make it work.
I love that. Are you self-taught?
Yes, man.
That's amazing.
And so your mom, dad, nobody else played instruments?
Nah, I was just, you know what I'm saying? It's just this is all I ever wanted to do. Like, music was all I ever really wanted to do. So I didn't really care how I was going to get in the industry. I just know
this makes people love you even more. You know that, right?
Word.
The fact that,
yes.
Absolutely. This is a real regular, like, I play instruments. I was just figuring it out, playing at churches. You know, taught myself how to do the equipment, like a real grind. Like, people don't know these stories.
I mean, to be honest, also, these days out of New York, like, a lot of the stories are kind of the same. Like, I get it. Hustling, drug dealing, okay. Music was just an avenue. And it's cool when that's the case, that someone found a way to be smart and get out of the hood, whatever they had to do. But when you hear that it's not just a way to make money, but it's someone's calling, yeah, it's exciting to hear that. Like, was there an artist or something that you super admired, or was it just hip-hop in general that excited you?
Nah, it was hip-hop in general. So first, I grew up on mostly like gospel and country and that type of stuff. I didn't even get to really like grow up on R&B that much because in my household, like the household I was in, it was just a lot of just gospel stuff. So when I finally like discovered hip hop on my own and stuff, and I got to, you know what I'm saying, now I'm getting to appreciate like sampling and stuff, because you know what I'm saying, being a musician, that's, we're not really usually too fond on the whole sampling stuff. But once I really started really learning just the energy in hip hop and all that, I was like, this is all I really want to do. I got to find a way to really reintroduce musicianship and stuff like that to my generation, you know what I'm saying, with hip hop and stuff. I'm going to figure it out.
What producers was it? Was it Kanye? RZA? Who was it?
Kanye, Jay Dilla. I was going there with it. When I first discovered hip hop, I was like boom bap head at first. Timbaland and them. I like how unique Timbaland was. Timbaland, he never had a tag or anything. That's what I admired.
Nope.
He had a, they never had a tag. Even Kanye
had
never
sound.
Had a tag.
They had a their certain sound.
Was just so unique. You just knew who it was. As soon as you press play, I already know from that groove, that vibe. So I wanted mine to be just as iconic. So it was a couple of producers that, you know, I like for different reasons.
Like, at what point do we get more music from you?
Not soon. Remember, I'm fairly new here. Let's keep it transparent. You know what I'm saying? I'm fairly new here. So like, if it's up to me, all my music is getting dropped as soon as I think of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as we make it in the studio.
You gotta have your people. You gotta have your team ready. You gotta have your
team
ready.
Now this is my first time introduced to the whole idea of a rollout and all that, building anticipation. Because I'm telling you, as soon as I made the beat for Gallus, I recorded on it. As soon as I mixed it, it was over. I dropped it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still getting used to the whole idea of rollouts and stuff. But it's dope, though, to learn about it, though, because now I'm learning how you can really push a single. This is the first, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm learning to be here.
Well, look, man, it's a pleasure talking to you today, man. And once again, I want to say thanks for supporting the radio station. It was a pleasure for us to be there for you.
Now, likewise, and thank you for busting you. Now, High 97 was busting Gallus before any deal, before, you know what I'm saying? There was no challenge. There was no extra y'all just kind of just said, yo, this song is fire, I put it, and y'all just helped push it. So I really appreciate y'all doing that before it was even in regular rotation. I saw the mix show DJs showing love. Everybody was showing love just organically. So I definitely want to express how grateful I am to 97 for helping me push the song in the city.
Pleasure, man. Great. Let's get into that hit, Gallus.
Yes, sir.
BX in the building.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Do you know a healthcare hero? Someone who fights for better care for their families, their friends, or their community? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to honor them and you with a pair of tickets to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Summer Jam at UBS Arena on June 2nd. Visit hot97.com/NYHJustice to enter to win. Must be 18 or older to enter. Made hot by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.